You're listening
Bo has a good interruption now that we've recorded this for a third time.
I know this inappropriate joke, but I'm going to play along.
Hey, Matt.
Unless you came up with a new one. Did you come up with a new one?
I have so many inappropriate jokes.
It was probably a new one.
All right, surprise me. Don't use the same one. Surprise me. Give me something new. Give me something new!
What's the difference between ooh and ah?
No.
About 3 inches.
Wow.
All right.
It was a new one.
Yeah. Oh, I had to think real fucking hard for that for a second.
We put you on the spot. So.
You did.
Yeah. No, it was good. Well done.
Thank you.
Dubstep and Dragons, a D&D 5e actual play podcast with a cyberpunk twist.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
Question for you. What do you call a mechanical bottom? A robot.
My name is Matthew.
That just rolled right over.
I will be your game master.
I'm Dan. I play Alphonse, I guess.
You guess? I'm Luke. I play Ash.
Dan, I really appreciated your robot.
I tried.
I'm Norris. I play Bo.
I appreciate your
you know. Oh, there we go. Now we're talking.
You say nobody ever flirts with you.
No, thanks. I appreciate it.
And...
My name is Sean, and you'll find out who I'm playing
TBD.
Soon.
TBD.
Temporary big dick.
Man, I swear, if he's a Norris follower, I'm out. Walk away.
I can promise you he's not a Norris follower.
Thank God.
I would not have allowed him to sit at this table if he was.
You don't have to follow me as long as you still call me God.
You call him God, I kill your character.
He says this, but yet Norris is still living.
Against my best efforts.
My character is here for not a long time, but a fun time.
Here for a good time, not a long time.
Previously on Dubstep and Dragons, Alphonse rode a bear. Mm-hmm. Still is, actually. Ash blasted a crow. Norris spoke for the birds.
Oh, motherfucker.
Mike got up, again, and now he's back down. Poor Mike. So, at the end of last episode, you would say reached a pause.
We're taming the beast.
In the aggression between yourselves and the bears.
Duh, bears.
So we pick up with Mr. Werebear returning to his human hairy form. Mm-hmm. Still very hairy, still very big. But not near as hairy or as big.
That's what she said.
I was waiting for it. I didn't want to do it.
I took a pause just for you guys.
I know, he purposely paused. It's like, okay, I was waiting for Bo.
I've made enough dick jokes tonight. I had to give somebody else their turn.
So,
somebody else needs a turn with the dicks. Jokes.
I'm going to have such a hard time right now. Just keeping my shit. Fuck. I'm struggling.
So I have a question.
I can't get my brain right.
Did his axe, when it fell into the ground, is that what morphed into the giant wall? Or is the axe still just chilling in the ground?
The axe is still just chilling in the ground.
Okay.
Yeah. The axe just split the ground and allowed and made the crack for all the vines to come out of. It was just flavor.
Yeah, I'm just wondering. Yeah. I didn't know the axe is what formed
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like the handle turned into all these vines and
yeah, and the metal was like the thorns.
No, but now I wish I had.
No. I'm just trying to understand it. That's the question.
No,
like
no,
when
it just split the ground.
Okay.
It split the ground and gave the vines somewhere to come out of. So he lumbers right up into your face, Norris. He's
the Baron.
I mean, is that what you guys call him here? He introduced himself to my buddy as the Boogeyman.
And he looks over at Alphonse and big mouth, sharp teeth, red eyes.
I think I can clarify
that's right.
This.
You're still in. Are you still in that form, or did you drop it? Because I forgot, when you guys came through the portal...
I look just like him.
Oh, shit. So that changes this whole interaction.
I totally forgot about that, too.
So, oh, I did, too. Shit. All right.
All right, reset a little bit. We're going to retcon a few minutes.
Oof.
So...
We need to retcon that whole fucking battle.
No. Not quite. But... all right, let me think for a second. I forgot that you looked like him. Okay, so, still in bear form. Still big fucking bear.
Ooga booga.
Ooga booga. The vines have receded. He's still not through it. You can see him. And he reaches his big paw through and points at Alphonse. And this is you saying, like, describing the gunslinger. This is after all that. So you yelled about the gunslinger saving his sister. And enter scene.
Action.
He points through this opening in the vines. He's, the Baron is right there.
Oh, that guy?
You're here with who you're after.
Dan, Ash, Alphonse.
Present.
Help me here. Help me here.
Okay. Hold on. Hold
help
on.
Me.
Come on, Becky. Let's go talk to Daddy. And I kind of pat the bear on the side and move over.
Wait, that's a female?
and this monster bear is on the other side of these vines, and he's looking at you with hate and anger in his eyes.
You have to understand, I'm here to kill myself.
Now he looks confused.
Norris looks confused.
Pretty convincing, right?
What is going on here?
Well, you see, we're not from here.
You are from here.
Kinda not. No.
And, okay. You see him step away from the opening in the vines. And he comes, and you hear, As this bear comes over, and he's palming or by the head. Make sense, or I make him mush.
Whoa. Jumped into conclusions super
make
quick.
Make sense, or I make him mush.
Don't freak out, Mr. O. We got you.
Guys. Oh, ow.
Oren, teleport.
Oh.
You gotta tell Oren how to do his stuff now. I was like, good God.
He's having his brain crushed. Oren teleports so that he disappears again and he goes over and he tries to grab the echo. And you just hear on the other, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah, sorry, that's my friend. Come over here.
And
he
swats and the echo disappears.
just come back over here, Mr. Bear. We'll talk to you. No need for roughness. Let's just talk.
And you see he's taking a defensive posture. And he is not stepping any closer.
So what would the Baron typically do in this situation, Mr. Sasquatch?
I don't know. I've only met him. I haven't met him. I only know what he looks like.
Do you protect the forest on his behalf, or...
No!
Yeah, so we...
What are you doing here? Make sense!
We're trying to rescue...
Who the fuck is he?
He's our friend. He's not the Baron.
Then why the fuck does he look like the Baron?
Why'd that alien just teleport out of your hand?
So stop looking like the Baron!
Make me.
And with that...
Oh, great.
Okay.
Round two. Fight!
I need...
Wait, whose turn is it on?
Well, we dropped initiative, so now it's... I mean, he's the angry one. He's going to be the first to act. He's going to reinitiate initiative.
Say that five times faster.
Yeah.
Reinitiate initiative. I fucked it up for it.
The wall of thorns drops. Or no, actually. He's actually fairly bright. So he's going to reach out, and disguise self is only a first level spell. So you see his paw point towards you, and he dispels your
it's
illusion.
It's an at will spell.
Yeah, but he still dispels it. You would have to take an action to redo it.
Okay.
So he sees what you look like.
There we go. Problem solved.
And he's, explain. All of you, what is happening?
Hold on. Mr. Angry Bear, watch this. And I take a step back, and I turn into him.
How fucking hard would that have been? Am I the only fucking reasonable one here?
We were trying to get to that point.
I'm a fucking bear, I get that.
To be fair, you're not very reasonable by stopping our path, and you didn't even know what we were here for. That's not very reasonable.
I told you to stop. You charged past me.
You told us to stop after you already wielded a blade. To be fair.
I went through you.
And I just beat the fuck out of you.
I wasn't there. Yet.
So let's take a step back here, Mr. Bear. None of us are being very reasonable.
I'm being perfectly reasonable. I am protecting my home. You bring this guy in here looking like a piece of shit.
Well, that's the thing about looks. They can be deceiving.
Then maybe don't look like a piece of shit.
Well, we're not from here. And we knew this guy was very powerful in this place. So we thought best course of action, make us look like the most powerful guy
Well,
here.
You were wrong. He is not welcome here.
But he lives here.
Oh, you don't say.
Oh, do tell. Did he... What did he do? Why is he not welcome?
And I mean, he is fuming. Like there is steam coming out of his nostrils. Like, this guy is furious.
Can you give me a wisdom saving throw? DC 17.
Absolutely. Fails. Calm emotions?
Kind of. It's suggestion.
Okay.
Can you please calm down?
And you see him, and he's... Like, he feels... He recognizes magic. He feels it come over him. And he feels compelled. And he calms down, but he looks at you just like, fucker. Just like he's now just annoyed.
I'm calm.
Yeah, he's calm but annoyed.
So what's your name?
I wrote it down. Winston.
Winston. If people do not like him, why have you not taken back over your land?
He's not here. He's... And he drops his bear form. And the wall of thorns drops. Because now he's calm. He's chill.
He's cool.
And he's... You're not from the Shadowfell, I take it, from the looks of all of you. This is a world within a world. He is outside of this world.
So he's not from here?
Imagine... I almost said Venn diagram.
Where is he between... There's an X and Y axis, and he's in Z?
I don't do math.
This is going to be challenging.
To be fair, Alphonse, that didn't even make sense to me.
You should have taken calculus.
You came here from your world. Right?
Yes.
Through portal, plane shift, something. Right?
Yes.
Into the Shadowfell.
Yes.
The Shadowfell is a plane of existence, and inside of each of those planes is pockets. You are inside one pocket, The Baron is outside of that pocket, but still on the same plane.
Okay.
Making sense now.
Yes.
Clear as mud.
Then why do you listen to him?
Don't. But he occasionally takes.
Hmm.
You should not look like him here.
Good to know.
So he's not really well liked in this realm.
No.
Okay.
By anyone?
The lord of this pocket has an agreement with him. Lord Dykstra is in charge of our pocket, and the Baron oversees all of the pockets as an agreement with the lord of each.
So the lords like him.
The lords tolerate him.
Well, how you feel about this Lord Dykstra? Dykstra?
Dykstra?
Yeah, that guy. How you feel about him? You like him? Is he welcome here?
No. He is... This is his world. We have... We can't leave it.
Yeah, but you live in it, so it's your world too, right?
And you see, he's like... He's a bit frustrated. Because he's not used to having to explain all this. You know, the people around here just know the situation. And so he's... He... has... a magical hold on this world. It's almost his... He can manipulate it. He decides who leaves. He decides what happens here. He decides how... He can't control individuals, but he can control the world around them.
Hmm.
Well, my question... Winston, right?
Yes.
All right, Winston. I'm Norse. My name's Norse. Forgive me. I know I'm not the smartest. But my question is, okay, from what I'm gathering here, the Baron, Boogeyman, whatever the fuck you call him, he's not here, but he kind of runs this place via the Lord guy.
Yes.
You just said you don't really like the Lord guy, but it's the Lord guy's world? Or is it the Baron's world? Because
the Lord runs this area.
So if we overthrew the Lord, there wouldn't be nobody to run it except for you.
A new Lord would just take control.
Then we take that guy too. I'm sensing a power struggle here, and you're on the opposite end of it.
I don't think he wants to.
We maintain our piece of it.
So this forest is your piece of it.
He leaves us alone for the most part.
Okay.
We take what we need to survive.
So has anybody ever tried standing up to these guys?
And died trying.
Hmm. I'd look at Alphonse and be like, well, it kind of changes our plans here, huh?
To be determined.
So you're trying to get to the Baron.
Correct. We want to... His sister was taken by the Baron.
I'm sorry.
So we're here to rescue her.
Family's important. Will you please not ride the bear? It's disrespectful.
I become fond of this bear.
Did you ask?
Forcefully.
I mean, I felt a connection. I got a reverse nod from the bear. It's like we were meant to be.
Did you use magic?
I mean, I think so. Much we're like not... I calmed your emotions, I just looked.
Yeah.
I didn't want to fight the thing. I didn't want to hurt your animals.
Drop your spell.
Oh, it's already dropped.
And the bear's just, huh?
I go to scratch the ear that fell off when I first got on it.
Ed Winston's just like, oh, okay. Okay. And it's just, come with me. You all look like shit. Are you hungry?
Starving.
And he turns and starts leading down. And the two bears kind of drop down on all fours. So now you're just like, ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. Riding along on the back of it.
What do these things eat, Winston?
And he looks at you. Flesh? He looks you up and down.
Okay.
And
I think that means you, Alphonse.
Probably.
And after a moment, you hear him kind of grunt, and the one bear that you're not riding just kind of veers off and wanders out into the woods, and starts like pawing at trees. You imagine he's probably just looking for food and shit like that. And the spores come out, and this bear doesn't pay any attention to the spores at all. And keeps picking, trying to find like bugs and shit. And but the bear you're riding stays with the group.
He's still riding the bear, right?
He's still riding the bear. That's why the bear stays with the group. And you lead off, and he takes you down the road a ways. You're probably walking for 45 minutes to an hour. And you start hearing the noise of tools and cursing. And you come around a corner and you see a cart tipped on its side with one of the wheels busted off. And Sean, please introduce yourself.
Perfect. My character is a reborn, so super pale, super, super pale, bright blue eyes, black hair, shorter, about 5 foot, wearing armor, has a hammer and a shield on his back. Currently, he's underneath the cart, cursing its existence as he's trying to get this thing fixed. So you're just hearing a plethora of different curse words. Does anyone speak Abyssal?
Nope.
Nobody here would speak Abyssal because they only speak
Perfect.
English.
All you hear is this guttural demonic language just emanating from underneath this heart.
And what's your character's name?
Fallen.
Fallen?
Okay. Yes.
And you start hearing... Fallen, you start hearing... people coming down the road, and you see a familiar sight. A very large, shirtless, hairy man walks around, and you recognize Winston. You travel through these woods often, and he allows you safe passage. He comes up, Fallen. I see you could use some help.
Winston, it's good to see you. What happened? What are
long
these
story.
Strange people with you that are...
These are visitors.
Interesting.
They've come for dinner.
Dinner?
Care to join us?
Absolutely.
We'll bring your cart and we'll repair it at the camp. And you see him, he just walks over and grabs the side of the cart and picks it up, and he just starts walking along, acting as the wheel on that side. And just follows on down the path, and you know your way to the to the encampment.
Norris would like to go up to Winston and be like, "Here, let me do that. Show a good face." And then Norris is actually just like intimidated because I want to be the strong one, so I take the cart from him.
Okay, and he's stronger than you look, and lets it go and steps off to the side.
How hurt does everyone look?
Pretty
right now?
Rough, I would say. Not you. You look rough. So you would see. I would imagine
Mike is rough.
Yeah. So, so you guys, we'll say Mike is stabilized, but you guys are just letting him kind of sleep it off, and I would imagine you guys would try to like see if. I guess Norris would just be carrying Mike, probably.
And the cart?
Yeah, I think he's on the bear.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's a good call. Yeah, just flop Mike over the back, of the bear. And Winston looks pretty rough.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably the most beat up you've ever seen Winston. Yeah. I could, if you've got some...
I can assist. Absolutely. With that, you guys see magic emanating out of his hand as he focuses for a second. And all of you feel this light and energy just go towards your guys' character. And you guys all get 16 points of healing immediately. Nice. Across the board for everyone.
Oh, Warren's feeling much better.
Oh, thank you. That sucked.
Wait, we didn't have to stab ourselves for this?
You know...
Huh? Why would you have to stab yourself to be healed?
I'm super confused too, Ash.
Because we had to do the stims to heal before.
Fucking magic. Magic. Magic man. Another magic man. Isn't it great? Ooh. Yeah, magic. These guys are from a non-magical world.
No magic.
Yeah. Yeah, we got technology, though. It's pretty cool.
I am so sorry. How do you function?
We have tech? Love?
And this... So you see... You... I don't think you would have ever seen a changeling being fey creatures. So you see this small white... Looks like a little alien. You know, white skin, translucent skin, no hair, big black eyes, and he's got this huge platinum staff. And he walks up next to Norris, and he goes, and he clanks his platinum staff against Norris's arm. And he's,
they use this shit.
Whoa, 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 Mr. O. I like you, but don't call my arm shit.
All right, fair enough. They're pretty fucking cool. They do what they can, but they have to use this technology... Instead of, I mean, it's they have to like butcher themselves for this stuff.
Wouldn't you rather have your arm back?
Nah, these ones are way better than my other arm.
See,
I imagine his other arms look like his legs.
You shut the fuck up, Ash. I know I'm carrying this cart, but I can still fucking touch you.
You know, magic could make you beefier.
Like steroids?
But
I used
better.
To do a lot of steroids.
It's better. It's like steroids, but without any of the bad side effects.
So it's like Adderall on steroids.
You just must accept the grace of Saloon.
The what?
Who? Saloon. Saloonite.
I mean, I've been to a saloon. I actually like saloons.
The goddess of the twilight.
I don't think I've ever seen any goddesses at any of the saloons I've ever been to.
Yeah. It's a twilight.
Well, I mean, like twilight, like darkness, right?
Correct.
See?
I am a cleric of that domain.
What the fuck's a cleric?
It's like a priest.
Why didn't you just say that, little man?
He's like a magic priest.
You're not gonna... No,
nothing
bow.
To what?
Jesus. Rough childhood in the church there, Bo or Norris.
You're not going to make me like follow your weird religion or anything, are you?
You got your own religion.
Would you like to join?
No, I'm a god myself.
Do you have a pamphlet?
I am a religion.
I'm going to need an insight on that.
Old deception. Well, persuasion, because you do truly believe that you're a deity.
No, I'm not a deity. I'm a god.
English is your second language. Behind bad English.
What was I rolling again?
Perception.
Persuasion. Oh, that's a 9.
He doesn't believe you. He rolled a 17.
That's okay. You can believe what you want to believe. You can ask these guys.
It's a very long story.
Mr. Rose seen it.
I did. It was weird. Not a god. But
I'm a god. I have a statue. People worship me.
He's got some friends that think he's pretty cool.
So you're a cult leader.
Bingo!
Cult, god, I mean, both have followers.
How many people have you extorted then?
What's that mean?
How much money have you stolen from people?
Oh, lots. But not from those guys.
Kind of gives you that look of, like, questioning if you're, you know, not trustworthy.
Fallen, have you heard of a gang before?
Are they like bandits?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, we usually hang them.
Oh. Yeah, you'd hang him. I mean, I wouldn't try, but yeah, he's the leader of a bunch of bandits. Do they just call him?
Have you committed crimes here?
You know, they are kind of... They're misled. Okay, they're real good guys at heart.
I don't think we've committed
crimes.
But you
lead them. Huh? But you lead them. Why are they misled then?
Well, see, I was gone for about 7 years. They took my arms away from me. They tied me up. I had weird tests done on me. And then, you know, I was getting transported on a train. And then all of a sudden we got attacked by these freaking goblin-looking things. And then this guy helped me get my arms. And then, you know, look, I don't think this path is long enough
really
to tell you.
I was if we were going to get the whole rundown. Of the
yeah, this is actually a recap episode.
Yeah, we're going to do a whole recap episode in character.
I don't think this path is long enough for me to tell you my whole life story. But short version is, I was taken away before I could lead him, and this really bad guy led him. So if I had led him, they probably would have still been somewhat... Bandits. I mean, you know, whatever. But they would have been nicer-hearted bandits.
And in his defense, he, like, they come from a pretty fucked-up world. Where everybody's a little bad. Yeah, fair. Fair. But, like, everybody's a little off there. It's rough. You gotta do what you gotta do. You understand that.
I'm not off.
Oh, okay, Mr. Privilege.
The guy that you've been living as, Carbash, was real off.
Yeah, I wonder if you've ever taken advantage of your position.
Maybe a couple times.
Yeah.
Fallen, in your religious studies, have you ever heard of a group of people called the Illithid?
Give me a history check. No, you've never heard of the Illithid.
So,
is that like a creature, a monster? I've never heard of such a
thing.
Yeah,
they travel amongst realms and basically deplete all of your resources.
Brain-eating tentacle faces.
That's that weird
Yeah.
But Norris would only do it with like one hand because I've got the cart in the other. Yeah. Make little finger beards.
That sounds truly terrifying.
So our real quest is to defend the Illithid, defend our planet, where we come from, our realm, however you would like to depict it.
Yes.
However, Skull and Crossbones and the big tower up there stole my sister, and I have to go kill him.
And when he gestures up to the tower, and he's very clearly gesturing in a specific direction, like, you just see Scott. You don't, like he's pointing at something that you don't see.
What are you looking at?
The Scarecrow Man, someone help me here.
The Baron.
Baron.
Winston, that's his name, right? The Baron?
And he just nods.
You're going to try and kill the
Baron. Oh, no, I'm going to kill the Baron.
We are going to kill the Baron.
Yeah.
No one fucks with family.
Long story. Long story. The Baron works for the elephant. Illithid. 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 The Baron stole his sister. Kidnapped her. To get to us. Well, to get to him, mainly. He's got a bit of a grudge.
If you're going to try and depose him, I would definitely assist you with that endeavor. He has been a blight on these lands for generations.
I like the way he talks.
You know,
it's very calm.
Yeah. Mr. Oh, I was just going to say, he speaks beautifully.
He's so eloquent.
Yeah, I like it.
It's very calming. You guys are not calming. He's very calming.
It's a lot better. Like, he uses big words, too, but when you use big words, hurts my brain. He uses big words, and I'm like, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about, but keep speaking.
It's like a symphony in your mind.
Yeah. But it brings me some calm.
It's perfect.
Yeah. Your big words bring me some, you know? Make me want to smash things.
The
he makes me want to dance.
The gesture you just made it feel like you wanted to hump me.
I mean, you know, sometimes I do get angry humping, dude. But
Eddie, as you're looking at him, he turns, he grows taller and his skin gets some color and he turns into D.
So,
Mr. O, that's not funny. And I just turned my back to you and be like, I like, know you're not
he like,
real.
He like turns away, but he's still looking at you and kind of shakes his butt.
But I am going to look.
My character is going to start laughing just maniacally.
And then turns back into himself. He's, I mean, gives you a little wink.
You might be fun once, but you'll never be the same.
And then,
oh, this is not Heather all over again.
Don't you bring that name up.
Heather?
Not Heather.
Not.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. It's a whole thing.
Heartbreak's a hell of a
we
thing.
We don't have time for the whole story.
If you need cure disease, just let me know.
I appreciate that.
We would be honored for you to join us on our quest. However, we are well aware this is going to be death.
Possibly. Probably.
I'm already dead.
You're dead?
Yeah. Wait, what? What?
You look pretty alive to me.
Ash, I know you don't have any left. You don't have any divine sense left. But you have kind of that innate sense that's built into you. And you do feel... Like, it's not usually when you sense undeath, like with the big with the giant baby. like that was on a scale of 1 to 10, that was a 9. When you're around him, you get the presence of undeath, but it has almost it doesn't have that darkness that other undead that you've encountered gives you.
Okay.
More of a neutral undead, if that makes sense.
Like, I still feel like some unholy.
I wouldn't even say unholy.
Just more undead to feel.
In this place, it feels at home.
Okay.
But yes. Continue. Mm-hmm.
I was created here with the example. My previous life, I passed away and came here.
So you're like a ghost?
Think of reincarnation.
So he's brought back from the dead, Norris.
So you're a ghost?
With flesh.
Try zombie.
Ooh, I don't like zombies.
But he doesn't met one in person.
Are you familiar with purgatory?
I mean, I've read about it.
I don't know. Let me check. I rolled a 23.
You are very familiar with purgatory.
Yes.
This is essentially, like, you get the idea from what he's describing. You get the sense that the Shadowfell is basically purgatory. It is the in-between life and death.
Mm-hmm.
Fallen, you're an interesting guy.
So you guys walk for a while, and you continue this conversation, just kind of general chit-chat, and he's like, for you guys, this would be fascinating. Mm-hmm. Like, this is something that you have not encountered. An intelligent being who, from another existence. So you guys have a nice conversation. Winston doesn't talk much. He's not a super talkative guy. Strong, silent type. You guys walk for about another half hour, 45 minutes, and you come across a pretty lively encampment. You see, not like stick-built buildings. It's more of like huts that can be torn down and transported to different places. But this looks like they've been here for a while. They've kind of put down roots in this little opening in the middle of the woods. And you see meat hanging, you see leather tanning, you see people cooking. There's children running around. There's like it's a pretty lively encampment.
Lively for the Shadowfell.
Yeah. And so you haven't encountered any other people. And this seems like, I guess, the closest you guys would have. This is almost like a like medieval time, not, you know, medieval times. It feels like an old world, like pre all technology kind of rough camp.
As we're coming up to the camp, I would ask Fallen, so what realm did you come from?
I don't know.
Okay.
The only thing I have memory, so to speak, and he pulls back his collar and you see a jagged scar across the neck where it looks like someone slit his throat.
Gnarly.
Hmm. Anything we need to know for this encampment?
Sheath your swords. Everyone here is friendly. Don't attack anyone and they won't attack you.
Norris just...
It's about the festival.
Norris just holds up his hands. I can't sheath these.
Did you drop the cart?
Put some sleeves.
Yeah. Yeah. He did just drop the cart.
Yeah, I did. And I go, oh, sorry, Fallen.
And Mike goes, something. Oh, no, he's on the bear. Never mind.
I go, oh, sorry, Fallen. I'll fix that. But I can't sheath these. They're not going to, like, kill me, are they?
No. Why would they try and kill you unless you tried to hit someone with them?
No, well, I mean, sometimes I turn too fast, you know.
and Fallen, well, this isn't the town. This isn't the village. This is just an encampment.
Just an encampment.
Yeah,
okay,
this is like they're a little ways out from the town. They kind of separate themselves. You would know that this is kind of a lycanthrope encampment. Mm-hmm. They live here together. They help each other kind of control their change, and they work together to live harmoniously. But almost not everybody, but a lot of the people in this camp are lycanthropes of some sort or another.
Some flavor of lycanthropy. Yeah. Okay. As we're getting closer, I'm going to be explaining to you guys that, you know, this is a village of lycanthropes, so they're all some form of essentially half beast men.
That's what that word means. Thanks.
Yeah, you gotta really talk slow with big words and usually explain, but he catches on eventually. So it's all like, or are they pretty nice?
It's not the full moon.
Well, there is no moon.
Okay. Yeah, you guys get into the encampment, and Winston goes over and he, you know, he walks over to a spit and he cuts a piece of meat off and starts eating and he, make yourselves at home. Anything you need, just ask. We have tents over here, and he points to these two that are kind of off to the side. That's for passersby. You can all stay in there. Don't cause any trouble, and Norris, everything will be fine.
What'd you say my name for?
Because you always get us in trouble.
I do not.
Are you guys suffering from any afflictions?
Just affliction. Really tired.
Norris, give me a luck check.
Is that just plus one?
Yeah.
13.
Okay, you're good. By the way, roll, just like you're rolling stats, roll 4d6 for me and drop the lowest. When I ask you for a luck check, you'll add a plus two. You're a pretty lucky guy.
Perfect.
For undead.
Yeah, being undead, you're pretty lucky.
Nice.
Yeah, you're fine. You make a lot of stops. Just wanted to make sure you didn't have, like, chlamydia or something.
Marco assured me he tested them girls.
Marco assures a lot of people of a lot of things.
I trust him.
Is there anything you guys would like to do? Or you guys can have ask questions of your new companion? Or
I have lots of questions for the new companion.
It's all you, Chief.
Yeah, so over by the visitors' tents, there would be a separate fire pit. And most of the people, they're fairly leery of newcomers, so you don't get approached by a lot of people, but you guys are watched the whole time. And Winston would come over and bring you guys food and stuff like that, but outside of that, do you think?
So, Fallen.
Yes.
What is the ratio to people that do not like the Baron?
Well, I would say the vampires like him. Past that, no one.
There's vampires in here?
Some.
Great.
But how many there are, I cannot say. Each domain is run by a lord, and they hold power over that. Think of, and he draws circles in the sand. Each one of those is someone's power, their area, and they all behold to him.
So what's the power of this area?
It is the Lord...
Dykstra.
Dykstra holds domain, so he can control magic to a point of this domain.
Like he can control your magic?
No, my magic comes from my god.
But what about Winston? He can control his magic?
His magic comes from his Ursine self. His beast magic.
So I'm confused. What magic does he control?
Look around you.
I just see a bunch of gray.
You look over and there's all around this valley, there's all these looming trees, and this whole time you've been here, you get this just sense of being watched. And everywhere you look, there's just all these dark trees, and you see you just see eyes reflecting light back at you from different areas, and you just can't help but feel watched as he points
around. Can you see in the dark?
No.
Let's fix that. I'm going to use Eyes of the Night, so you have 300 feet of darkness.
Holy crap!
So all of you, as soon as he snaps his fingers, it's as though the brightness is turned up all around you. And you can see all the way to the edge of the valley, all around. You can see into the trees. You can see animals moving around, scurrying across branches. You can see crows flying through. You can see everything in the trees.
Holy shit, this place looks different.
Well,
talking about how we see it. You guys see this shit all the time like this? Yes. I think it's actually scarier this way.
In its own way, it's kind of beautifully ominous.
There's wonderful shades of gray. I mean, you're going to love our place if you ever come out there. Tell you what.
You mean the dark, barren wastelands of Nuke?
Well, where you're from, fucking pretty boy, is kind of nice.
Yeah, I mean, one Kansas City Plaza is not bad.
It's not bad at all.
I do miss it.
I could really go for some whiskey. Would my character have any alcohol on him?
Give me a luck check.
And that's just
D20 plus two.
That is 17.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. You have some in all the party supplies that you were bringing for the festival. There's casks of ale. You have some whiskey. You have. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go over to the cart and pull one of the bottles of whiskey. Just say that it didn't make it on the way. Shame. And I'm going to set that in front of you. Best I can do it.
Oh, man. I just take it, pop the lid, take a big gulp.
And this is, like, real whiskey is hard to come by. You've had it as of late because Rich Boy.
Mm-hmm.
But this is real whiskey. This is tasty shit.
Do you need me to make a check for
no.
anything?
Okay. No.
Have another sip and we'll see.
Yeah, some nice whiskey.
Norris's eyes would get this big and I would immediately pass it to Ash and be like, you need this stuff at your penthouse.
And I grab it. And what kind of container is it in?
Say it's like an earthen jar.
Okay, so more like a jar. I'm like,
with a cork in it.
Okay. Like,
try it.
I take a swig.
It's good shit.
Yeah.
I just rolled for it. I rolled an 18. So yeah, it's good shit.
This is aged well.
This is nice.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Do you have a cup? Do we have cups?
Yeah, you guys.
Okay.
You guys can go ask somebody and
hand it back to Norris. Or Alphonse, did you want some?
I was going to say, I pass it right to Alphonse.
Let me, before we celebrate.
I'm not celebrating. I just need a drink.
Okay.
This is a lot to take in.
Careful, that's flammable.
Oh, yeah. Don't piss me off.
Fallen, I'd like to show you something. I don't know if this is really going to work. You'll have to forgive me. Magic in our world is not like it is here.
Fair enough.
And what I'd like to do is put my hand on your shoulder. It would probably be more so like almost like the side of your head.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go, you just have to trust me. And with that, I want to cast Phantasmal Force. And I want to place him dead center in front of the penthouse in Kansas City.
Oh,
whoa.
This would be a trip for him.
What am I?
So give me a perception check.
13 plus something.
Probably a shit ton. I think you have plus 9.
Plus nine, yeah.
Okay, so 22. Now, give me. It's a low DC, but a con saving throw. Dude. Wisdom saving throw. Yeah.
Wisdom? Okay. You will play nice. That is an 18.
Oh, absolutely. So
do you mind if I take a stab at explaining
go
this?
Go for it. Absolutely. Okay. I love having DMs as players.
By the way, because you're within vicinity of me, you get plus 3. Aura of protection. It's not
nice.
Any saving throws.
So as you're standing in front of this building, and the building itself will only be essentially a 10-foot cube around you, so you can see the front door, and you see almost the structure of just windows, and then beyond that is just black. What you hear are car horns, which you would not be familiar with, so you'd hear honking in the distance. You would smell almost like a more toxic air than normal. Mm-hmm. You also, what's the temperature like here?
It's pretty cold. Just kind of a constant low 50s.
Throughout your whole body, you would feel a very warm temperature feeling. You see sidewalk, you see potentially even a fire hydrant, just all these different things that you'd see in a typical city block, which is all new to you. But
okay. You see his eyes just go wide immediately, just incredibly looking around. And you see him stick out his hand and see in the illusion the sunlight, which is something that would be new to him. Just an absolute awe of just radiant sun. Because mm-hmm. the only time he's ever seen that is through magic itself, when you're conjuring something. Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. What is this? And he points to the... It's a red thing. What is it?
I don't know if I can conversate with you while you're seeing this.
That's fair.
He's in there. You're just holding concentration.
Holding concentration? Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Falling.
It's a metal thing that's sticking out of the ground. Is it like a... does it shoot spores?
Oh, we get water from that.
Water?
Yeah. Like the drinking water. Well, we...
you can just pull drinking water out of a red spore?
Yeah, we actually flush our bowel movements with water, too, down a device.
Why would you waste that much water?
Our world is like 70% water.
And he just looks even more confused.
Yes.
Because water is precious. Clean water is even more precious.
Yes, this is where we live. This is a glimpse of what, where we come from.
Oh, as soon as you do this, you see Oren get like super excited.
Oh.
he's oh, everybody,
ignore this.
It's gonna get weird, but I want it. This is gonna be cool. And he turns around and he takes the staff. He's one Kansas City Plaza. You want to show him that?
Yeah.
Is there anything? Or is there something else you would like to show him? Or should we just go with that? Should we go inside the penthouse?
Show him a murder.
Top floor of the penthouse.
Top floor of the penthouse. Coming right up. he clacks his staff on the ground and. All around, you are all standing inside. It appears as though you're standing inside the penthouse of one Kansas City Plaza.
And the couch and everything is there, too.
Couch and everything is there.
Home. And I run over and, like, jump on the couch.
And you just go right through it. It's an illusion. This is what I use to hide the ship.
I was homesick.
Good time. Yeah. So you see, you guys are, you're standing in this, you know, 35-foot high ceilings. There's this massive tree that's indoors, and behind the tree is an all-glass wall that looks out over a city skyline.
Okay.
And It looks very overcast outside. There's no direct... everything is like filtered sunlight.
Okay.
And you see like marble floors, and it's all very sterile, and worked stone and metal and glass, and all extremely alien to you. And you guys just hear all the people in the encampment like, what is happening? What's going on?
Mr. O, I think you're scaring everybody.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah. Like, and everything goes back to normal. Sorry.
Sorry.
Took away home.
Why would you come here if you left such a beautiful place?
Did you hear that? He thinks that's beautiful.
Well, the penthouse is really nice.
You should see where I come from.
There's color.
Yeah, that part's nice. I do miss color.
One of my biggest fears, Fallen, is to be the reason a family member dies.
That I can understand. You were saying on the road someone was kidnapped?
Yes, my sister.
What happened?
Sounds like your warden, Baron, mm-hmm. Baron, apologies. Mm-hmm. This is new terminology for me, not something we use usually in our world, mm-hmm. has taken her. He was working for these Illithid. Oh, Orin. We should probably show him what an Illithid looks like at some point, too.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, oh, can we don't, do it don't away do the from the town?
Oh, don't do the big thing. Sorry, guys. Yeah. Yeah, no problem.
Just some point. Some point.
Yeah. Keep we can wait till we go inside the tent. Yeah. We can do that. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. No problem.
And he just like little tentacles drop out of his chin and go back up.
Just side eye, just straight, just what the fuck?
Yeah.
As the tentacles go up and down.
What makes it scarier is they fly from planet to planet.
And they have a huge army.
I believe since it's ships, it's called an armada.
It's an army, either way. Got a bunch of scary people that follow them around.
And they want to destroy your world.
Well, in order to get to me, they hired your Baron to haunt my nightmares and show me images of my sister with her throat being slit and taunted me to come to this realm.
I am so sorry.
So, that's my question. If this Baron guy doesn't live in this realm, why did he want us to come to this realm?
To fight at an advantage? I don't know, Norris.
Question. If you were going to fight someone, would you rather fight someone where you know everything or a place where you don't?
Well, I mean, that makes sense. I get that part. But he's not here, so how is he going to fight us if he's not here? Unless, I guess, he could have the Lords fight us in his will, but I mean, that's kind of a coward's way out. This guy doesn't really seem like a coward to me.
He could Nobody be sounds coward. Strategic.
Somebody's coward is somebody's genius.
That's true.
Also, would you rather fight someone at their full strength right out the bat, or wait for them to slog it out first and then take them when they're weakened?
You know, this guy sounds kind of smart.
Coming from you.
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, it just shows how smart he is. If somebody as smart as you thinks he's smart, he's got to be real smart.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He looks at he looks the rest of you just like...
Well played, sir.
So, yeah, that's... We're here for... You know, help out our boy. And also, hopefully we learn something.
Yeah, I want to learn some of this magic shit. It seems real cool.
Yeah, I could totally. I mean, you talk to animals, that's magic.
You know, falling between me and you, Mr. Rowe over here, he says he knows a lot of magic. I've seen him do some stuff. He keeps telling me he's going to teach me some stuff. He hasn't done it yet. I don't think he really knows as much as he thinks he does.
Never underestimate a wizard. That's usually when they get scary.
He's a wizard?
I thought he was an alien.
Yeah, what'd you think I was?
An alien?
I wasn't sure.
We were really on the fence, man. Like,
I was a creature of arcane something.
Yeah, I'm a wizard.
You don't look like a wizard.
I got staff.
Where's
How
your
much
hat?
More wizardly
you mean like Harry Potter?
Yeah, like where's your hat? Like your cloak and you know.
And he snaps
Harry
and
turns into Dumbledore.
Potter.
Now that's a wizard.
It's a movie from our realm.
Way old
cinema.
Yeah.
Play.
Classic film.
Based off of books.
Ah, so you have the barge perform it.
What?
Huh?
Yeah, it's like a play. It's like a play that you can watch at home.
That must be very expensive.
Do we still have, like, stuff on our arms, like, tech-wise?
Yes, but if anything that's not, like, downloaded to you, you have no...
Okay.
Yeah. there's no, like, satellite
reception. We try and bring up Noogle, and it just says connection error.
It's just
like,
it's just a little dinosaur. Just going up and down.
Yeah, you can play the dinosaur just for hours.
That's what I'm doing. Alphonse, I designed the dinosaur.
Ash, what a stroke of genius.
But yeah, it's like pictures that move.
Oh, is that why they call them motion pictures?
It is.
Man.
Man, your intelligence is astounding.
I know.
Alphonse, I think I lost 2 IQ points right there.
That's pretty impressive.
Anyway. Yeah, they come from a pretty weird world. It's beautiful in its own way.
Every place has its beauty.
I'm having a hard time finding it here. I mean that no disrespect, obviously.
None taken. Everything is in the eye of the beholder. Especially because they have multiple stocks.
You guys... It's funny. You guys don't get it, but it's funny.
No.
Alphonse, you said you had more questions for Fallen, though?
Yes. We need a strategy. How do we get to where we're going?
I would say you take out the Lord, and that gets you into a position that you can then remove a stain from this world.
Well, see, I asked Winston about that. And he just said somebody else would come take Lord over him.
Well, the Baron will try and appoint someone.
So if we take out a Lord, will the Baron show up?
Bureaucracy takes time.
Maybe the Lord has the keys of the castle, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, I don't really know what you're saying. But I was thinking was we take out the Lord... And, you know, there's going to be a break in the power, you know. That'll give us, like an end, you know. You know what I'm saying? Makes sense?
Yeah, we'll just loot his body for a key is what I'm getting at.
Oh, you think there's an actual key to an actual castle?
I have no idea.
Well, I don't know either, man. I'm just trying to brainstorm.
I like your
here.
Brainstorming. I have no idea.
Fallen, how does that work? How do we get... from here to where the Baron is? Because you said we're in like a, how did Winston put it, a pocket? We're in a pocket. We want to get outside of the pocket to where the Baron is. How do we get out to where the Baron is?
I figured you would know.
I've never been here.
Well, you're a wizard, ain't you?
I'll fill in. I thought I had told you this earlier, but my memory sucks. So in order to... And actually, I think Winston even alluded to this earlier. In order to leave this pocket, I can't remember what it's actually called, this realm, you have to either get permission from the Lord of the realm to leave. Yeah, or you have to kill him. And then you can pass through the barrier of this pocket out to where the Baron is.
So that's the key to the castle. We kill him, we go through it, we kill the other guy.
Yep.
And they say violence never solves anything.
I think they say that for kids. For adults, violence solves.
Good thing we ain't kids then.
So what can you tell us about this Lord? Is he like super powerful?
Yes. He could probably kill most people in a straight up fight very quickly. He is very fast. He has magical abilities that can weaken people, drain them of their vitality, and strike them down.
Super. He's not like a vampire, is he? I don't like that look.
You just see that strained look of... Yeah.
Oh.
I knew I should have asked for a metal neck.
Fucking vampires.
Fucking vampire. Or I've always wanted to slay one.
Well, you're in luck.
I did like that movie Blade Runner.
Yeah.
That does sound fun.
Yeah.
Fire. Decapitation.
Stake through the heart.
Stake in the heart.
I knew that one.
What happened?
He's the genius.
Just God out of curiosity. Damn it, don't feed that ego.
You hear that?
I've been just hearing nothing but good things from him.
What? I love this guy.
Just out of curiosity, what if I showed him where we're from and he got stuck in the direct sunlight? Would his brain turn to mush?
So the downside is you guys don't even have direct sunlight where you're from.
Yeah, that's true.
Everything's filtered.
That's true. What if I just picture a sun? I can do a lot of things with that.
You gotta have actual sunlight.
I mean, I could decapitate him.
Honestly, I don't know.
I see what you're saying.
I just pull his head off.
For a moment, I can create pure sunlight.
That's dope as fuck.
What if we put that sunlight in a box with him?
I don't think it would kill him, but there would be a lot of screaming. I'm still good with this.
Even Orin looks at you like, wow, dude. That's some dark shit.
Wait, you talking about that box that you like put Mike in?
Yeah.
No, I think he's talking about a literal box.
He put Mike in a literal box.
Yeah.
Were you not around for that portion?
He put Mike in a literal box?
Literal yeah. box.
Not a litter box.
Literal.
Oh, okay.
I would also recommend throwing some holy water there and just shake and bake.
You guys have shake and bake here?
Oh my god!
Awesome!
See, he doesn't sound so tough.
I don't know. I've never fought a vampire.
Him either.
Look, if we can fight that little flying, hanging, bearded tentacle guy, I don't think a vampire is going to be too hard for us. Just saying. Give me a good night's sleep, shot of whiskey, and a whatever meat is over there roasting. I'll be good.
So, seeing that none of us have ever fought a vampire, I'm assuming.
Nope.
Nobody?
I don't think so.
Nobody?
No.
All good? Okay. Maybe we should do like some recon. Maybe we should be smarter about this one.
Mr. O, sounding like a little bitch. Just saying.
We're all gonna die.
Knowledge is power.
Well, you just told us sunlight, daggers through the heart, decapitation.
Holy
I've decapitated people before. I've been in the sunlight. That doesn't really hurt me, but sunlight hurts him. He's a little bitch, too. Stake through the heart, I mean, that's easy.
So, Fallen, is there maybe like an anti-group? Is there any groups that have tried to overthrow?
There have been attempts in the past. My monastery is holding its own, but to strike out is beyond their means.
Monster. So are you like a monk?
No, he's a cleric.
Oh. Yeah, but he lives in a monastery. Don't monks live in monasteries?
Hold on. 18. Yeah, sure.
For our order, you do become a monk before you become a cleric. That's before you start learning your abilities.
So it's like a promotion.
It is, yes.
He's the big wig.
You are granted more power by the god.
Congratulations.
So you're like the CEO of like holy folk.
No. I am but a humble cleric. There are much more powerful ones out there than me.
Sound like a CEO to me.
I don't think he knows what a CEO is.
I don't know what a CEO is.
CEO?
Yeah.
Big wig.
Yeah, big dude.
Important guy.
Lots of power.
Why would he be wearing a wig? Is he bald?
Fair enough.
Well, you
it's a
know,
good question.
I bet the stress does lead to premature male baldness. Mm.
What's wrong with baldness?
Nothing. The light just reflects.
What light?
Oh. There's nothing wrong with being bald.
We're going off game.
Uh-oh. Somebody
now the DM is offended.
Somebody called the barbarian tiny.
Well, I think I should attend to Mike.
What's wrong with him?
I think the little tykes just wore out.
Yeah, Mike is sleeping hard.
We should probably give him a little bit of food.
In the morning.
Yeah,
just let him sleep it off.
I think he just needs a good night's sleep, yes. Like the rest
Can
of
I
us.
Can I do a medicine check?
Yeah, go ahead.
Boom, don't fail me now.
So, Alphonse, you think that's what we
Hannah.
Need to do?
Yeah, so you go over and you start inspecting Mike, and this is alien. Like the only flesh you can see is from his cheekbones down to where to the base of his neck. Like, that's really all the flesh he has left that's exposed.
Oh, wow.
And you can see it's kind of, it's got a yellowish tint. The cheeks are kind of sunk in a bit. But you can tell from examining him, and you've seen what happens when a wraith attacks something. And you can see you can sense that the life force was kind of pulled from him. And,
okay.
And even though he's in rough shape to begin with, like, there's also some magic there that has reduced his vitality severely.
In that case, I would like to cast Greater Restoration on him.
Okay. You reach out, and you... I'm assuming you would want to make contact with the skin. The rest of him is all metal. And so you just hold his face in his hands, and as you're holding him, like, and really taking a look at him, you realize this is a child. Like, this is a 15-year-old kid.
Okay.
That's obviously had a very rough go of it. And you channel your holy magic through, and not only does his face fill out, and all these black veins that were kind of forming retract, and the skin gets some life to it. But he takes a breath, and for you guys around, this is the first time you've heard Mike take a breath that doesn't sound labored. Like, he takes a clear breath instead of the kind of raspy that you're used to with him. And yeah, Mike is he still lays there, he's still out of it, but health-wise he's much better shape
less,
than he's ever been.
Less labored, less yeah, perfect.
And there again, examining him, this would be an alien thing. Like, you see him and he's got his metal arms. These two, just upon sight, don't have much visible tech modifications. Theirs are all more internal. But Mike is almost entirely metal.
Okay. What happened to him?
Oh, man. When I first met Mike, he was just the sweetest little boy. Just kind of a little hellion. But, you know, like I told you, I went away for a few years, and unfortunately he got caught, and there's some not nice people in our world.
Someone did this to a child?
Yeah, just to watch him fight. Hell of a fighter that little boy is. Wouldn't think it.
Did you kill them?
Did I kill him? Well, no, I don't know who did it to him, honest with you. We rescued him from a freak show. Remember how I was talking about that box? Alphonse put him in a box, and I was able to kind of tame him down a little bit. And one of our friends, he was able to kind of help rewire his circuitry, take some stuff off of him, bring him back more so to what he used to be, but he's still got a long ways to go. That's a short version.
You should see what he used to look like.
Oh, God, he was scary.
It was awful.
He had lobster claw hands. Yep. That just pulled people apart with ease.
Orin holds out his hand, and he casts minor image, and it's like the size of an action figure appears above his hands, and you see...
I was about to say, get the mini.
You see this.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah. He used to be in pretty rough shape. This is actually quite an improvement. If you ever meet Marco, he's definitely a wizard. He's impressive. Does some wild stuff.
Big personality. Almost bigger than the man himself, but that'd be a feat.
Marco actually kind of reminds me of Winston a little bit, but metal.
Huh?
I was going to say, personality-wise, they're nothing alike.
I meant size-wise. He's a big guy.
Yeah, he's a big guy. He's like Winston size.
Clearly not personality-wise.
Yeah. No, that's very different.
Yeah. He's like an angry stick or log tree.
Bus? Tree.
Tree.
Yeah. Strong and silent versus loud and flamboyant.
He's Mr. Bombastic.
Marco's all right. Marco's a good dude.
He's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they come. Are you familiar with the Feywild at all?
Wait for the roll. Yes, you are.
So that's where I'm from. And then they're from Earth.
Yeah, you'd call it Earth.
Which, by the way, is a stupid name for a planet. All ground is Earth.
Says the guy from the Feywild.
Yeah, that's a way better name than Dirt.
He's got a point.
I like Dirt.
Well, unfortunately, the cool ones were already taken.
There's infinite number of names. Why did they call the one non-planet Pluto? Why don't they just call Earth Pluto and call that rock?
Well, you see, we are the third rock from the sun.
Yeah, but you used a bunch of cool names on planets you don't even fucking live on. You couldn't give your own planet a cool name?
That was before our time?
Yeah, we didn't name Earth.
I can't punish you for the sins of the past.
I'd much rather play it on Uranus.
See, even he gets that.
See, Norris, there is sex life in this realm.
That's true.
Maybe you can get lucky.
Oh, I'll get lucky. Maybe just not Brent, one of these weird things.
Why?
Why?
Might be fucking awesome.
It's scary.
Norris, are you changing?
No, but I'm just saying.
I think he's holding out for D.
I am.
You ever had a fear boner?
Do you get boners, Mr. O?
Excuse me.
Well, you're an alien. I don't know what you got.
I'm not an alien.
Down there.
I am a fey creature. I'm not an alien.
You looked like an alien when we first met you.
Well, yeah, that's just because of fucking science fiction movies.
I didn't see a boner, I'm just saying.
But you haven't seen me naked.
I don't want to see you naked. Your body kind of creeps me out, I'm not going to lie.
He is very, like, these skinny little arms and this giant head and little bitty body.
That's like transparent.
So you guys chat, and he kind of fills you in on some of the Shadowfell stuff. You get a feel for kind of the politics in the area. A few of the, like, curious kids come around, and they're, like, hiding behind tents and, like, very clearly looking at you guys and snickering, and some of the adults come over and welcome you. None of them are super talkative, but they do try to make you feel welcome because Winston has brought you in, and you get the idea that Winston kind of runs the show. He's kind of their de facto leader. And you have a nice evening. They feed you well. And you guys can all take long rests in the tents.
Yay! Yeah.
Spell slots.
Max hit points.
And we'll pick it up from there next time.
All right. Well, thanks everyone again for listening to this episode of Dubstep and Dragons. I hope you enjoyed it. Make sure to check us out on your favorite podcasting platform and make sure to drop us a like, follow, or subscribe. Also, make sure to drop us a comment. Let us know what you thought of the episode. And as always, we'll see you next time.
Toodles.
Bye.
Auf Wiedersehen.